you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quit. Hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crisis.
Skanks.
It is off. It's off beat from the beginning.
Skanks.
Nah, I don't like it. Let's try this. Start from scratch. Skank. It's the Legion of Skanks. What's up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks. It's a homecoming for everybody.
Fuck yeah, white people. Put your hands together. We're outside.
The Skanks
are back.
Nobody's
vaccinated.
The Skanks are back.
I'm vaxxed, but I
love a good chant. The Skanks are all back together. I'm your host, Big J. Oakerson. Of course, Davey Smith to my left, returning.
Returning Papa, new Papa Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Now officially the most fertile member of the Skanks.
It's good to be back embarrassing two children.
Yes, finally. Two kids have to answer for your nonsense.
Well, I wasn't positive Dave was going to make it back because I was feeling he was going to be in the hospital with his wife having those emotional moments. He's like, you know, dude, I got to change some things after I come out of this.
You thought he was never coming back.
I thought there was a chance he wasn't going to come back.
Oh,
but
no.
Now I know we got him for at least two more years, guys.
Two more years. Of course, you know
listen,
that voice.
I will say I had all of those thoughts after having my first kid, and that's why I've been phoning it in for quite a while now. So,
everybody returning from the UK, everyone, from his British tour.
Hello.
It is.
All right.
The reigning defending Ellis Mania champion. Everybody, it's the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Chim-chimity-chim-chimity-chim-chim-chiroo. Oh, smell up, bing and dum bing din do.
Yeah, what a chimney sweep you are. Everybody, our guest, could you know him or love him more? Is it even possible? From the Gillian Keeves sketches on YouTube. Everybody, from Matt and Shane Secret Podcast, the Young Bull, Shane Gillis, everybody.
Thank you.
Shane likes Asians.
Shane likes Asians.
I just see an Asian.
I'm going to tell you something. I love a good chant, but I won't take part in that bullshit.
You won't lie.
I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Even via chant, you won't lie.
Jay, everyone here knows we're not anti-vax, and everyone here knows Shane doesn't love Asians.
You're right. I got to trust the audience.
You get to chant.
If your girl ever wants to figure out if you're cheating on her, she's got to ask you to chant it. Chant the answer.
It's because I fucked your friend. I fucked your friend.
Damn it.
You know which one. You know which one. Oh man,
I'm very happy to be back from England. England was a blast. Shout out to all the Skanks fans. The amount of Skanks that are in fucking England, it's wild.
Yeah,
we have a lot of fucking crazy.
It makes sense. Yeah. None of our fans love dentistry. Come on now.
Hey now.
Come on now.
Yeah, but I did shows. Shout out to City Comedy Club. Shout out to Michael Bisping who took me on a bunch of crazy theater shows. I got into a fucking real tiff. With a British.
Whoa, Uber made it to England?
No, it wasn't. And they do have Uber in England, but no, I got into a tiff with a British fan who walked out during my set.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
I find it.
Why'd you not pay respect to the Queen?
Who could possibly be a fan of yours from this show? And, like, how could you say anything? That no, would get it, them
she was a fan
out.
Of Michael Bisping and his fighting
oh,
career.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah,
What joke was it?
It was the most fucking benign joke ever. I was like, hey, bitch, you want to get raped?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that old ditty?
Yeah, I was like, hey, bitch, you. Yeah, fucking you.
That's more just a premise.
Yeah.
She didn't like
now,
it.
Now, I know what
I didn't even get through the punchline.
What was the punchline?
There is no punchline. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Joke. She walked out.
No, so the joke I talk about. The premise of the joke is that there's three types of women, right? And I talk about the types of girls that I've dated when I get into arguments.
Black, white, Asian?
No, no. But I talk about the three different types of women that I have dated when I get into arguments, people, the way they react. All she heard was there's three types of women, and that sent her off.
Bitches, whores, and sluts. Which one are you, pig? I'm leaving.
Dude.
That was my British chick.
That's pretty good.
I'm fucking telling you, man. It was, I get off stage.
So she just felt they deserved more categories?
Yeah, she was that like, was women, women can't be put into just free categories.
They can't, they won't.
So, yeah. I
think it's generous to give them three.
I get off stage, and I'm going to go outside, and the one producer's like, no, don't go out there. The girl's like out in front of the venue. She's making a huge fucking scene right now. She's fucking furious. They told me she tried to do the Forrest Gump thing, where she like grabbed the microphones and unplugged them when I was on stage.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And security had to actually eject her, which was hilarious. So
I had my microphone unplugged once by a guy from Lamb of God in the band.
Really?
Just unplugged my mic.
Why was he mad at you?
Because I was making fun of him.
Were you making fun of when the lead singer killed somebody?
No, it was before he killed somebody. Yeah.
We should have unplugged your mic before you murdered that child, no. Lamb of God.
Lead
singer was great. He hated this guy too, it seemed like.
I don't know. I'd say this was before he killed that guy. So it might be the reason he killed
that guy. I don't know anything about Lamb of God.
They're a band. They killed a guy.
He's a pussy, dude.
He didn't kill a guy, though.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
He didn't.
He killed a guy.
No, what
he
was didn't. The story?
All right, so the guy's on stage doing crowdsurfing thing where they jump on stage and then they push you off. So the lead singer pushed him off the stage and the kid broke his neck.
Look into it. That's not the guy who died.
Oh, really?
That was a mistake. Yeah, he's off. He didn't go to jail. He went to jail
for 2 years in Prague.
Until he got his trial, but he got off. Yeah, dude. Prague. He was in Czech Republic prison.
Oh, that sucks.
For a while. I know, because I missed a shiprock because of it.
Yeah, dude, you don't have Metal Wire magazine?
No.
Grow up.
We were all supposed to be on that. It wasn't shiprock. It was Mayhem Fest cruise. We were supposed to do Legion of Skanks on it, and they canceled.
Shane, you don't remember hearing about that double tragedy where a man died and Jay missed a cruise?
You didn't hear about that? I think it's a double tragedy. A man died and Lamb of God had to play.
No, Lamb of God rules. They're one of my favorite metal bands.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're awesome.
I like them.
Fucking badass. Anyway, regardless. So I was like, I'll go outside and talk to her. I was like, I'll defend. I didn't even know what joke she was mad about. I had no idea. I assumed it was one of my more offensive
jokes. Lewis walked out there going, this is going to be tough.
You're going to have to kill
her. Like, oh, the women in categories thing? Ah, come on.
I would have told her you had to calm her down first because you're not going to understand when you go out there and say,
French at the end. Umbrella? Inside umbrellas?
Here, here.
Hey there. I'm sorry, English slut.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Cars that have horns that still sound like this?
You fucking dumb bitch. Go stand in a phone booth, asshole.
Chasing you in and out of different doorways.
You fucking dickhead British. Yeah. Dumb bitch. So, all right. So, I get outside.
She shoots you with her fucking gun cufflinks?
Yeah.
Dude, she's like straight up. No, guys, come on by. Don't worry about it. This is just our dream. Oh, look at hell yeah.
What's going on, guys?
I was just going to talk about the hot chick, but then the Indian guy got me going.
They look like sexy Mormons.
Holy shit, dude. He looks like a gay Drago from Game of Thrones.
Gay. You hope he's gay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You better hope that guy's gay.
It's International Coming Out Day.
Yeah, he's fucking... That's one handsome Indian fella.
Hell yeah, dude.
Coming to this show is a weird way to celebrate that.
Dude, when an Indian guy gets a hot white chick, you know he's got something going on.
Does he have a girlfriend?
I think there's a hot white chick that just walked in.
Fuck, I'm out. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so... So I was like, oh, I'll go outside and I'll talk to this chick. I don't care. And the producers are kind of like, at this point, they kind of want to watch it because she's fucking nuts. So I get outside and she's bawling, crying. She's kind of a thicker chick.
Yeah.
And she's got like, she has blue hair, but it's like in a perm and it's like frumpy. Like it's
what?
It's almost like
Marge Simpson.
Yes. Yeah. No, I was gonna say her sisters.
Oh,
Selma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Were,
yes.
Okay, because they were thicker.
Yes.
Marge was a trim
dude,
lady.
She looked like fucking Selma.
I saw. A
you know, you never saw her go to the gym, but she kept it together. That Marge Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So whatever. First thing she says to me, she's like, I've been in an abusive relationship for 3 years and he was abusing me tonight. He wouldn't let me leave. And then I got to hear your misogynistic jokes. So the first thing I was
you're
like,
wow, seems like you should be more upset about that first part.
Yeah. First things first.
The last
be less
part.
Be less ugly
like
and annoying.
Seems like you're making these two things even. Where me boyfriend hit me with a hammer and then I had to hear you joke
about,
I didn't care
think
for.
Think about having a bad night and then it's like, well, hold on, babe. We got to listen to Lewis for fucking 25 minutes. Like, bitch.
She's currently in an abusive relationship, she said.
God yeah. damn it.
She said it's the guy's been abusing her for years. And then I'm like, I'm trying. So I sit down next to her.
Oh, here it goes. Baby, you don't need that in your life.
Hey, come on. Come with me. Do you want a podcast? So no.
Maybe you just need a guy to suck on your fanny for a bit.
My reaction was to be a nice guy. I wanted to hear her out and be empathetic and be like, you know, and then listen to her say something and then be like, well, I'm just making jokes. Like, I made fun of everybody. It wasn't women or men or black or white. It was everybody.
Would you have felt more comfortable if I hit you first?
Wait, I was going to say, you're doing men jokes now? Because that's not cool.
This bitch just...
You should have been... She goes, well, my first problem. He goes, man is talking. Go ahead. You may speak down
She
this.
Goes on for like 20 minutes straight where she's just blabbering on and on and on. And she's like, why do you think you have the right? And I at one point I was like, look, I can't just let you
and
have...
you won't even acknowledge the queen and a number of other things.
Yeah. So whatever. She's fucking furious. She's like calling me names. I was like, well, I can't like get through it to her head. She's not. She's just drunk and she's being abused. Like, I was like, all right, she's a dumb bitch. Fine, let her go be a dumb bitch in life.
Yeah.
Then I get home and this bitch tweets.
Was she calling you names like you're a dandy Jonathan? Like fucking those stupid British insults. You're a scurvy Luke, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. That's kind of you to say. Well, I've never heard it put so eloquently. Pull up my Twitter because
You said you go home and then she's tweeting at you.
She starts tweeting
now,
at me.
Does she have a big account?
She has 10,000 followers on Twitter.
Ooh.
That's big
killing
enough.
Pull up her. I mean, we'll edit this out in the version that goes on YouTube so we don't have people
will
harassing her
yeah,
regularly.
Let's dox this woman, huh?
No, fuck her, dude. She tweeted at me. It's not doxing anybody. She's talking shit, doggy.
All right, fine. I don't care.
You call it the fucking king, you get burnt.
You are the king. Go ahead.
I am the king. Thank you.
Dox this British lady.
No, we're not doxing the British lady.
Ruin this British lady's life.
No, it's not her real name, actually.
Dox with her head.
Can you? It's
so, is she going to tweet you like, hey, I got home and my boyfriend kicked me in the face, and then I started thinking about those jokes you made?
She's all pissed. Okay. Well, listen.
No, just talk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we'll just totally talk. Right, what do you think Lewis is saying? What do you think Alex is saying back?
He's like, hey, Alex.
He's been fighting people on Twitter all day. It's going to be impossible to find.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's the 15th fight.
Can you password lock my computer so no one sees the child pornography I have? Hey, guys.
Hey. You have to look at the front because she deleted the initial tweet, but I screenshotted it and then I reposted it.
Good for you. Good for you. Taking the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fuck her. Fuck her.
Right?
Dude, no. She doesn't.
What's is ten?
She thought better of it, but let's make her pay forever.
Well, 10,000 followers had something to do with this, right? Because if she had had like no followers, you probably wouldn't have even responded.
I might have. I have real anger problems.
See, I feel like that's the fucked up position Twitter will put you in. Is like if she had like 16 followers and she says some fucked up shit that isn't what happened, you're like, you automatically lose because if you respond at all now, like 100 times more people are going to see it than would have seen it. If you hadn't. But 10,000 is just enough to be like, there's some people who are going to believe your side of this story.
Dude,
like, it's not like no one's going to see it.
Did you find her profile? Just pull up her profile for a second. You can't find her profile.
She thought better of it.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's they just gave it to you, Bobby.
I'm looking through your tweets.
No, don't look for her. Look for her fucking profile that they just gave you.
Dude, Bobby.
I can't.
I know.
I fucking can't.
Bobby's having such a t-shirt over a hoodie.
I'm also watching The Sopranos right now, so that's my energy. I'm
that's
like,
the
you
attitude?
You fucking cocksucker.
Lewis.
You fucking cocksucker. Put it on.
Lewis, can I tell you what I love about you?
What?
Last episode of Legion of Skanks we did on Zoom,
you literally said to every, you made an announcement that, guys, it's different now. I don't have the same anger issues or anger problems I have. Things are different now. And then you came on this show one show later and go, guys, you know I have major anger problems.
Well, you know what? I realize
they are not in check.
The television shows that I watch affect me. Like when I was into the Steve Jobs documentaries, I was like taking walks, you're talking to people. Dude, I was innovating shit. Now I want to fucking punch Bobby in his fucking mouth for not pulling up the goddamn fucking profile.
Remember you watched Fahrenheit 9/11? You tried to get us all to learn how to fly.
Last week, Lewis was like, yeah, Jay, Angry Lewis is pretty much gone for good. I just watched a 7-minute meditation video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm a chill dude now.
Oh, wait, hey. Megadeth video. Let's kill someone.
Hey, Steph, I know I said I was taking you guys to Jamaica, but how about if I told you waiting for you in Jamaica was a Squid Game? Only one of you will come back, but you will come back with up to and including $3,000.
$34 billion won.
Yeah,
$16.
What character on The Sopranos do you identify with?
Tony.
Oh, really?
Obviously.
I thought you were gonna say.
Obviously.
I thought you were gonna say Drea DiMatteo.
When they texted me what I want for a drink, I said, your mother's pussy juice, you cocksucker.
Nice.
I swear to God, so I'm loving it.
You're appropriating WAP culture.
Oh, it's the best. I love it, dude.
You're appropriating.
It's making me
WAP.
So happy.
What happened? Did you watch the movie and you had to go back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the movie was fair.
I don't know. I didn't watch the movie. I'm going back so I can watch the movie.
Gotcha.
So you can enjoy the prequel. Mm-hmm.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here, the Legion of Skanks. And of course, that is Blue Chew. Hard dicks. We love them over here.
Hard dicks. We love them.
Yeah.
That's what everyone's got to do.
Damn, dude. Why is that not merch?
Hard dicks.
We love them. We should just stop there.
Blue Chew.
Why would we say anything more? Blue Chew is awesome. You know that. It makes your boner hard. So hard for so long. It helps combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's an online prescription service, so you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go have an awkward conversation. Yeah. You don't have to go to a pharmacy. It's just a chewable pill which gets into your bloodstream faster, junkies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, dude.
Get it in there. Could you melt it down and boot it? I don't know. Try. It couldn't kill you. Could it?
The best part about it, the whole thing, though, is that we're going to give them a free trial, Jay.
Yeah, a free trial. You only pay $5 shipping.
It's pretty incredible.
Right now, you go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code Legion at checkout, and you pay only $5 shipping. Free boners, dude.
Free boners. Big dicks, we love them.
Go to BlueChew.com right now. Use that promo code Legion. All right, where were we?
So, did you find her profile yet? Pull it up. So she goes, it's on, pull up that tweet. You just did it. You did the right thing first.
Damn. By the way,
her name's.
What I love about her profile picture, from the way Lewis described her, she took a picture of all her least terrible parts.
Yes.
It's very
like Lewis
possible.
Lewis is like, she's fucking, her body's like, she's fat, and her hair is terrible.
She has a pierced pussy.
She just gave you like that. Brilliant.
She has a pierced pussy or a cat with two hoops in its ears.
So she goes, yeah, Jay, you read it. You have a fun British accent.
Lewis J. Gomez, it was really interesting to meet you tonight and see firsthand your horrifically misogynistic ways, telling me how, quote unquote, hysterical I was, and not even allowing me to speak
she
to you.
She spoke for 20 minutes straight. She wouldn't stop speaking.
Whilst... answering the one question I got to ask you, quote, are you a dad of girls? No. Wait. Quote, are you a dad of girls? End quote. No, thank God. End quote.
There was no end quote on the first one. You just
sure
gave the benefit of the doubt on that. All right, she's raising several good points.
So,
I the only one I had a second there where when she said telling you she was hysterical sounded like a compliment after a comedy set.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, you're hilarious.
No, right. I was, because she was crying and babbling. I was like, no, you're hysterical right now. I was like, not like hysterical or funny. I was saying hysterical.
Yeah. Oh.
The way Tony Soprano was hysterical.
Well, I think she's
you went out there.
You're
like,
being fucking hysterical.
I thought that's how she meant it.
You say, you fucking immigrant.
It's weird. I find out calling a woman hysterical is that's a real insult.
They don't like it.
I'll tell you why, because it's
you know, comes a little close to the bone.
You're calling them crazy, but you're not using the word crazy.
Right.
So it's a big word.
It's a loophole.
Lewis keeps it all old school. He's like, Maybe you should go to the doctor and have him masterbate hysterical. You to feeling better. You're hysterical. Maybe hysterical a doctor should masterbate you.
You're fucking hysterical.
What is this? What is this shit?
What are you, hysterical are you, or fucking, something?
You coming me with this shit?
I was talking about ladies up there. Now you're being hysterical? I'm in your country. How about some fucking yes. generosity?
Some respect and hospitality.
You are kind of, yeah, you fit in that realm.
I would love it, dude.
You fit in the Sopranos. So fun, they'd kill you in dude, the first season.
They'd kill you immediately? You would get killed on every one of these shows. You'd be killed on Sons of Anarchy. You'd have been killed on everything.
Well, anyway, this girl, if you pull up her, don't pull up her profile for the people in the, I guess you can, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
she tweeted at me. But no, look, go get the first photo on her profile.
Pierce pussy.
It yes, Jay. Yes. It's her Pierce pussy. No, that's not the first photo. Obviously, it's not the first photo.
I'd do it.
Why wouldn't you go to the first photo as I asked? Bobby, you fucking mook motherfucker.
I'd yes. fuck her from behind while yeah. she was yelping angry things about you.
You fucking moulignon.
Hey, there it is.
Right? Call
it's
Bobby
the first
a moulignon.
Photo. She may have posted no, since you said that, Lewis.
It's the fuck the pinned image. That's not that, dude.
Lewis already jacked to that picture. He's like, no, that's the eighth picture. Right before the one of her puppy, her mom's birthday.
How closely have you been following her Twitter? How non-stop. Recently?
I went back and forth with her.
You
for
were
a
this
days.
He was on
a transatlantic flight.
Just that's pull up was, the pictures of her fucking vagina, about. Bobby. Or don't. You know what? Let's move on.
Bobby, you anything about some of her pussy?
Let's literally move on. This fucking whore, and I mean this. This whore has nothing but 30 fucking images of her spread fucking pussy on this fucking web. It's crazy. Bobby? You couldn't go to this website and not see her pussy, but Bobby can't find her fucking pussy. It's fucking wild.
That's her?
Bobby's the only
yes.
guy who can't find her
I
pussy
had to sign
in the world.
Lewis,
in the
I had to
world.
Sign in.
No, you fucking cocksucker.
That's not very Sopranos of you. Is this her?
Yeah, that's her.
Nice. I like her.
Of course you like her. Do you side with her, you piece of shit?
Immediately. I just don't think she... Yeah. What's misogynistic about this? I appreciate her right to dildo herself for us.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just...
Bobby, can you play that again with the song I'm Every Woman playing? It's all in me. Anything you want to pay me.
I mean, I don't know Lewis's bit about there being three types of women, but I'm pretty confident that she falls into one of those three categories.
Yeah.
Dude, it's literally a bit that could be on fucking network television. It's not offensive. It's a dumb act out, silly thing.
How is it going to be on network television?
It's never going to be on network television. Hold on. It's me.
Is Mark Norman going to start telling it?
Hey.
Bobby, quick question. Are there any more similar videos of her? I don't know if I got the whole picture there.
Why don't you even bring it up? Now Jay's just going to fucking be looking at her finger and stuff the whole time.
I like her.
I know you
all
do.
Right, guys. We're going to take a quick 12-minute break.
For being a thick girl, that's a very small, nice, tight pussy.
She is a thick girl. And honestly, her vagina's decent.
Yeah. It's nice.
All bullshit aside, it's pretty fucking all right.
It's a nice pussy.
What is this?
Delightful asshole.
Delightful asshole?
Yeah.
What do we want? Why?
Yeah, look, it's the same color as the cheeks.
She's got a really nice Piccadilly.
Yeah.
Bit of a fucking Piccadilly, isn't it?
Look at the good part.
Her pussy looks like it's like welcoming.
The pussy looks like the alien's head in A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like her pussy can hear people scream from miles away?
It does look like an ear, weirdly.
Yeah.
Looks like it's gonna get Newman in Jurassic Park.
The spitter?
Yeah, it's gonna spit on Newman.
Oh, right in her butthole.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
There she is. But her asshole looks dirty, though.
It's a strange music choice for the current year.
All right, we got it.
So, this chick was making several good points about her experience seeing Lewis.
Yeah.
And how did you respond?
That's how it ended.
By this.
This Wait, is it. We went back and forth on Twitter a couple days.
Wait, there was no back and forth. All I saw was her tweet at you.
It might have been me just tweeting at her a bunch. She tweeted me once and deleted it.
So you just want to tell this story and not show what you said back to
sure,
her?
Sure. What I say?
You know what, Bobby? While we figure out what Lewis' point was, is there another video of this girl by any chance like that?
You like this stuff.
Jay, just so you know, we can't show it on the thing, so for everybody watching, it's not enjoyable.
Well, they can definitely hear I'm Every Woman.
I'm That's
every
a good night.
Woman. Sorry, I've been drinking since like 2.
Guy's got problems.
No, I don't have problems.
What's wrong with you, dude? Dog. Were you a drunk?
You're drunk now.
No.
What are you, a drunk fool? You're a drunken fucking idiot?
Guys, don't make me take off my shoes and cry.
Thank you.
Like a Pilsner? Like a Pilsner?
Not a Coors, like a fucking piece of garbage.
Why, dude? Coors Light?
Coors garbage. Garbage.
Welcome
garbage
back
beer,
to
dude.
America, dude. This is how we drink.
The fucking Irish drink Coors.
This is America.
Pilsner. The fucking Irish drink Coors. That's what, you know, that's what I say.
Bobby, while we're talking about this, is there another video of this girl's pussy?
No, don't pull up any more videos of her pussy, actually.
Well, really, I mean,
don't.
Who makes the decisions here? We can't. This is like a team meeting.
Jay, I don't want to get into shit about pulling up this girl's pussy. So thank
I didn't say to pull pussy to begin with.
I know.
Hey, do you remember, speaking of This Is America, you remember when Nicole Arbour made that video?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Have you seen that lately?
She just got smashed down by a
lead
singer
of the
band.
By Ryan Upchurch and Tommy Vex. She's being sued.
So what,
by
what
a bunch of her ex-boyfriends.
I saw a tweet about this, but
she's
what's
real
the story?
Ass. She was abusing men.
Dude, first
that's
of all,
pretty cool.
This allegedly.
This bitch has jowls now. She's
nothing wrong with jowls.
She literally has
and
Shane
that dog gonna eat.
She has Shane Gillis's under chin.
I can't wait for you to get fucking knocked out at Ellis, man.
You think so, dude? It ain't happening.
That glass chin, dude. You want to talk chins?
Yeah, hit it. Yeah, hit it right there.
You've been hanging out with Bisping, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry I said that. I was just
so joking. Yeah, no, she's being sued by two of her ex-boyfriends.
Really? Why?
Because, or no, she tried to sue them, and then, like, all of her lawyers, I guess, dropped the suit because she's a crazy fucking whore. It's like four plaintiffs she's suing.
Crazy whore. Bobby, search the internet. Is there a picture of Nicole Arbour maybe playing with her pussy or something?
There's boobs.
Her boobs?
There's boobs.
Her boobs are out there?
Yes.
Naked?
Yes.
Nice.
Good boobs.
Have we? We don't have to bring it up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we can avoid this topic if you'd like.
No, I don't give a show. You can talk about Nicole.
No, we had it on our subject list, actually.
Did we?
About the Tommy Vex thing. Yeah, yeah. But I didn't know exactly what happened. Not on this one, but for the other day. Our Zoom show we never got to.
I don't want... Dude, no offense to Ryan Upchurch. I'm sure he's a fucking nice guy, but his voice makes me want to punch myself in the
head.
Well,
now I have to hear it. I don't even know who that is.
You're actually going to hate this guy.
Who is he?
He's like a country singer, but he's like a
he
YouTube...
He dated her?
Yeah, he dated her. He's like a YouTube country singer, dude. And
how did she get in with these famous-ish guys so much?
She's pretty famous.
She's got 2 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, she's an influencer. Okay. Is there a train nonstop going by?
What's going on right now?
It's cool.
Oh.
Give me Coors. A good beer.
Get him a Coors, dude.
Get him a Coors.
Are the mountains blue? Are the cans mountains blue?
There's a silver bullet, dude. It's coming this way.
Jay, this kid's fucking busting my balls.
No, dude.
He's fucking busting my balls. No, he is. He's fucking busting
there
my balls.
There you go. That's your character. Yeah. You are Joe
Pesci.
That's
what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
Why? Because he's bringing you.
He's making me an asshole.
He's bringing you Kid Rock's favorite beer. Embrace, bro.
Oh, man. Bring Lewis a good beer. You're going to get shot in the foot.
Dude, I have to break a glass over his head if he comes back with a Coors.
It better be a Coors.
The only thing the only appropriate reaction would be to smash the glass right into his fucking forehead.
I swear to God, I will.
You're not real enough
you
to smash glass.
There's not a fucking chance in the world you would do that.
You don't think I'll smash a glass over Paul's head?
I don't. You won't do that.
If he brings a Coors right now, I will smash that glass.
Like, even if he does,
directly
here it comes, dude.
Are...
Ball with the ball, ba bang, dang, diggy, 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 says the boogie, so up jumps the boogie. Ball with a ball, ba bang, a dang, diggy, 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 says the boogie, so up jumps the boogie. Ball with the ball.
I don't like IPAs, but it's not a course.
My name is Kid.
Paul's so lucky he didn't just get a glass smashed over his head.
I was going to smash the glass over
his
head.
Oh, we were about to peer pressure Lewis into assault.
I mean, he really wasn't going to do it until we all called him out.
He still
was not doing it.
Oh, Paul.
Now, this is new Lewis, remember? Remember last week?
True.
This is new Lewis.
No, it's not that old last week Lewis anymore who I missed.
His anger levels down until a hot chick who fingers her box on camera decides to say something and speak up against your bullshit misogyny.
What did you respond back to that? What do you say?
It's not misogyny.
Nice pussy.
What did I respond back?
Your pussy's okay.
Just pull my Twitter timeline when I spoke to her. Bobby, I mean, how old are you? You don't know how to search Twitter? You just search both of our names, and then every interaction we've had comes up in one feed.
WWWTWI.
I know Bobby's dressed like a fat kid going to play sports because that's what he thinks you're supposed to wear, but he's a 50-year-old.
Bobby looks like he shops in the dumpsters at Modell's.
Yeah.
I actually shop in those. Modell's closed by me. It's fucked my whole life up.
Damn, dude.
That is pretty brutal.
Bobby's dressed like a stepfather cleaning a garage.
Oh, fuck, dude.
All right, guess that runs its course.
Yo, you guys see John Gruden? Do you know who John Gruden is?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Head coach of
the
Raiders.
He does not, but yes.
I think he just resigned tonight.
Don't fucking tell me.
Because he got some emails coming out. He sent emails like 10 years ago.
Oh,
actually,
no.
See if you can find
that. That's not a crime 10 years ago?
I know.
What's the statute of limitations?
He's currently the coach of the Raiders.
Not anymore.
He resigned tonight.
I believe John Gruden's done with the Raiders. I had inside sources. We'll see.
All right.
But it is confirmed. Thank you.
Shane's in a secret society of canceled people. Oh. He knows where. Yeah. He knows.
Everybody.
Yeah.
R. Kelly's doing fine.
Out of that. Yeah. You think that's funny?
How's R. Kelly? Is he still singing?
R. Kelly's still singing. Like a songbird.
He's got a song in his heart and a full bladder.
But he sent an email. Now, there's one thing I'd like you to find. It's on. You're never going to be able to do it.
Don't you dare.
As soon as I saw him, I knew.
Don't listen to Bobby.
It was an impossible task.
Bobby's not eight.
Bobby, there's, I think on ESPN's Instagram. So he.
Are you kidding me?
So John Gruden, apparently in an email 10 years ago, said one guy had big lips.
Oh, yeah, I heard
not
this.
Not great. Not great.
No, he said lips the size of Michelin tires.
Yes.
Okay. Which is great. That's a great descriptive way.
10 years ago, pretty great.
It's pretty solid.
Today, not great.
Who was he describing?
An African-American fellow?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a guy.
It was a man.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was a woman, you could have somehow, I feel like, described
true,
that
true, you
know,
like it was sexual.
Yeah.
No, I was just raping her.
Yeah.
No, but, I was just talking about her big
there's
lips
a clip
for
on,
cock.
There's it's very funny. And there's a clip on ESPN's Instagram of Randy Moss, and he understandably gets a little emotional about it because his life, he's been fucked up over race a couple times. But then the white lady who's the host...
He?
Yeah, in high school, he got fucked a couple times. But the white lady that's the host of the ESPN show, like, tries to cry with him.
That's great.
It's fucking unbelievable. Well, I mean,
let's see it.
As if it would be on cue.
You did, you did vamp for a while.
We got another 20 minutes before that video comes around.
That's what happened in that Derek Gaines.
Bobby's just
going to
fucking pull up a fucking...
But apparently, let me see what... Nice. Good job, Bobby. But here's what the emails... Hold on. Let me say this. In the emails, Gruden called the league's commissioner, Robert Goodell, a faggot. And a clueless... Hold on. This is what Lewis is. This is what you are, dude.
A clueless...
He's a real ass dude. Hold on. A clueless anti-football pussy.
Oh, that's so...
Man, hold on.
Damn, this guy's got Lewis dead to rights.
This guy, what an email,
that's
dude. And he also said...
That's not, first of all, if you like men running on a field, you're the fucking pussy.
You
thing.
Wrestle guys.
You like men rolling around on the floor.
No, I don't like it.
You
do
wrestle
it.
Guys
I
for free.
It.
You also watch it.
Barely. You wrestle men for free. Hold on, dude.
You have a whole show based off it.
And Goodell should have never pressured Jeff Fisher, then the coach of the Rams, to draft queers, which was a reference to Michael Sam, the gay player. The team drafted.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
It's fucking...
Gruden also criticized President Obama during his reelection campaign in 2012, as well as then Vice President Joe Biden, whom Gruden called a nervous, clueless pussy.
This guy's awesome. This guy, the only thing this guy should be doing is...
What do you want from Gruden a football coach?
Coaching football. That's his only job.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's not running for Senate.
He's calling everyone a clueless pussy.
Yeah, all these clueless fucking pussies around me. And then he sent it an email.
You clueless no pussy.
Anything. No one knows anything. Anyway, I'm going to post this to the internet.
Let me tell you something about Biden. He's an anti-football clueless pussy. So did somebody rat him out?
Who exposed it?
I think so.
That's crazy.
But the problem was...
If you cocksuckers ever expose me for shit that I've said via text and fucking email... I will fucking come after you.
I actually think that is how you're going to go down, for sure.
I mean, there's so many.
Remember when you screamed at Bobby and said you were going to hit Paul with a glass?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a hard way to establish loyalty.
Paul, you think that's fucking funny?
He does.
You think that's fucking funny, Paul?
Paul, it's
dude,
not
people,
funny, dude.
People hold
Gabagool.
Oh, funge legats, huh?
Best prosciutto I ever had.
Oh,
so
mozzarella.
Someone was holding on to that email for a decade.
Yep.
Just waiting...
Till the time
they
was
fucking
right.
Hated that guy.
There you go. Here it is.
Right.
Got him.
Well, pull up the video.
Good team, though, to be the Raiders coach. That's what you want for the Raiders.
Yeah, yeah, gangster.
I think it's tape, or I think it's the second one.
What's the racist comment? Oh, the lips.
Yeah, give it a shot. I just want to watch like the lady jump in and try to
we
cry.
We talk about leadership. We give guys these big contracts.
I don't
want to
criticize Randy Moss. He
because
rules.
They want to be able to lead 70 men, coaches, equipment staff, and managers.
Hit the next one. It's the next
goal, one. And that's to win a championship.
Feeling that
he was a wide receiver.
Oh, there it is. All right, yeah, back
crying.
She gives it a shot. She tries to cry. Her
have
best.
Something like
feeling that way.
With a heavy arm.
No,
how?
God damn it.
I don't know. How? What?
Rewind
Matt,
one more.
Matt or Rex,
this is
I would
bad.
Love to
I
hear
apologize.
Your perspective.
To have something.
Feeling that
God
way.
Damn it. Are you
how?
Out of your mind?
I don't.
Bobby.
No.
They're different.
Shane, you did tell him to keep going to that one, but the one before,
no,
Bobby.
No, I said rewind one more. Go yeah. back to that one.
But that was what we were watching, and you said it wasn't that.
No, the first one. There's three.
This is guys, they're 30-second fucking videos. Just play the first one, right, second one, and
like
the third one.
Of a leader. We talk about leadership. We give guys these big contracts. Because they want to be able to lead 70 men, coaches, equipment staff, and managers.
This clueless anti-football
pussy. To the number one goal, and that's to win a championship.
Pause it for 1 second,
for
can you?
To be moving.
Just for the record, this was the one Bobby was playing before. You were telling him to go back to the wrong one.
Yeah, no shit.
Just want to give Bobby's credit where it's due.
Oh, okay.
Too.
All right. Sure, we'll review the tape.
Shane, yeah.
I know he's dressed like
you've
the
been
most.
Drinking since too.
I know
silence.
I know he's dressed like the most molestable adult, but.
Yeah. Bobby has been pretty slow to pull up a lot of things tonight, and the next time
that
we
wasn't
ask
one?
Him, the next time we ask him to, he'll probably just draw us a picture.
Bobby looks like Bobby looks like he should have an old baseball mitt in his back pocket.
Yeah, Bobby, yeah, that's Bobby, what happens. Bobby has no parents at home, so he has to walk home from practice, and he gets molested.
Bobby was one of the average players in Sandlot. He wasn't. No, I mean, they were all those kids had fun.
Yeah.
Drinking since two, still
yeah,
got it.
There was
it.
Only the one kid who fucking went on to be something great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Back and not forward in 21st century, like I said, man. National Football League, this hurts me. The clock is ticking, man. I'm sorry.
No.
I can play for you, but I'd rather not. Okay? I'd rather not do it, but if I have to do it, I will.
Are they all crying?
And it's just because no, I have other people that I have to provide for. Yeah. Right? But I'd rather not
right
do
here.
It. Yeah. But it, we've done it before in different situations. We are all mentally tough people in that locker room, but it's something you'd rather not do.
Yeah, so this is what I think about. It's like Randy sitting up here feeling this way from a distance. I can't imagine a guy in that locker room today.
I did. And she does a little bit of a black twang.
Yeah, like this thing is, he's feeling yeah. this way yeah. right now.
She was damn. Anyway, oh, man.
I thought that'd be
that
fun.
Speech was lit. Oh.
Well, this is all because he was hilarious 10 years ago?
Yeah, 10 years ago, he wrote a really funny email.
What is happening? They're crying?
Not meant for anybody else's eyes. Meant for another funny friend's eyes.
Another funny friend.
That was it. They were going to be hilarious together.
And then his friend sold him out.
Oh, dude, for what?
I think. I don't know what happened. Unless it was like an email to ESPN.
Well, do you know?
Guys, guess what?
In which case, Gruden rules even harder. He's like, yo, ESPN.
That's a ball bag if ever there was one.
That's good for him, great. Dude.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and the Raiders were doing good. He was finally winning.
He won a championship
with
back
the,
in the day.
With the Bucks.
With the Bucks. Hey, yes. He's made.
Yeah,
he's got a Super Bowl ring. He's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom, if you're over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, guess what? Buy it from YoKratom.com.
I'm your pusher, man.
What?
Come get some, kiddos.
Wait a minute, are you the Yo Kratom dealer?
You want to get nice, daddy? Then come get nice at Yo Kratom.
I don't like this. I don't
we
like,
dealing we're, kilos,
we're
baby.
Not, it's not, we don't talk about it that way. That's a very immature way to talk about it. This guy's doing a thing like that.
You ever suck a man's penis in a Ferrari?
That guy could use a little Kratom.
Hell yeah.
What's up, dude? Norwegian black on, dude. Metal, right? Never all day,
fucking,
all night. Ever,
dude, they're fucking stoked from their fucking metal
Norwegian
show.
Black metal, dude, right?
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
I think they think we're talking shit now about their metal bands. Like, what'd you say, muchacho? You fucking talking shit about Cradle of Filth?
The lead singer's name is Danny Filth. We'll take him. Send them over. I hope they come out the back door.
Dude, how many?
Bring up Cradle of Filth.
How many Mexican Cradle of Filth fans can you beat up at once?
Bring up Cradle of Filth. I want to see how many members of Cradle of Filth we can beat up. Bobby, let's throw a video of Cradle of Filth. Yeah, bring it on, dude.
Dude, I'll take the girl for sure.
Without a doubt. The girl.
She's going to try to horn me to death.
Can I tell you something? The whole left side of this pyramid is going down with one crazy slap. I mean, an open hand jarring of the three in this. Fuck you, dear lady and vampire guy. And
first of all, it's just death metal me and you on the far right.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something I know about that guy on the right. He doesn't want to fight. Oh, great. They've come. Bring it on, Kratom, filthy fucks. We've been waiting for you.
Anyway, go to YoKratom.com.
This is a
get great, off me, Kratom, filth.
A great example.
Oh, my God. Kratom, filth is raping me. Kratom, filth is raping me. Get this on camera. Kratom, filth is raping me. Oh, my God. Kratom, filth is raping me. They're all inside of me. Dirty filth is inside of me. Get this all for legal purposes.
YoKratom.com. And you too can ride off with a chick on your bike.
Hang on, dude. Let me snort some of this kratom. Ah, there
don't
we are.
Don't snort kratom.
Have at me, cradle of filth.
All right, literally, somebody punch that guy in his fucking head, please. I hate him.
Can I tell you something? Never was there three better words to get tattooed around your asshole, though. Cradle of filth. What a funny asshole tattoo.
That is
yo kratom, everybody.
Let's.
No, I was saying that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Let's go there first.
Sure.
You don't think so? Let's keep it fun for a minute.
Talked about it a little bit today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, stop fucking stealing our bits.
No, that's not how it works.
Why don't you read my emails?
Yeah, no, I saw it.
You saw it and then did it on Bonfire anyway?
No, Jacob brought it up. He's in the comic books and shit.
Jacob's a faggot.
That's not nice.
I'll say it right to his face.
No, I know he's had sex with women.
Okay.
I mean, I know what you're saying. So did Elton John, but still.
We have to talk about this. It's hilarious. Sure.
Yeah.
Superman coming out as bisexual. Dave, this is going to make you so angry.
No, did you know Superman was bisexual?
Dude, Superman's bisexual.
You're libertarian. This is going to fire you the fuck up.
Superman is the most libertarian superhero.
Let the market decide.
True.
I mean, there shouldn't be laws against Superman being bisexual, but like we should really
doesn't mean it
shame.
Ain't wrong.
Yeah,
Superman was always gay, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably. It's not.
I always disliked Superman.
There were signs.
I'm glad he's gay
for sure.
No, by the way, no man is bisexual. Superman is officially gay.
That's true.
Thanks for heat visioning me out of that problem.
Superman's a super horny gay guy. He will fuck a chick if he's on some ecstasy.
Yeah. Thanks for saving my family, Nancy.
It's not in the book. It's not technically Superman.
It's not a book, you idiot.
In the comic book.
Thank
sorry.
You.
It's his son.
Those are books to Bobby. Yeah, he's eight.
It's the son.
Kapow, Gazoom.
Yeah. Would you escape into comic books after you were molested?
Oh yeah.
Did your molester fuck you and say, kapow?
I could be a superhero far from here, and I'll come back and show that man in a van. Why do I love carpeted floors and cars so much? What an easy target.
Yeah, it's his son, right?
Yeah, it's the son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane.
If ew. I'm Clark Kent.
Oh, so that's, wait, hold on. That's not Superman being gay.
But he
that's
has the powers fucking, of
that's
Superman.
That's Superman failing as a father.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay. You know, it's funny when he goes, guys, I'm gay. He looks at Lois Lane and goes, that's definitely your family. It's not even gay where I'm from.
When he finds out he's gay, he's going to spin the world backwards to erase his own son.
He's going to pull out that night. He's going to go right before you finish inside me. Ah, hang on, Lois. Yeah. No, let me do it on your boobs.
Yeah, maybe Superman just watched The Sopranos.
Dude.
Fuck like, my son's not going to be no queer.
Dude.
Okay. Huh? Hey.
I don't really give a shit. I don't watch comic books or read comic books or watch. I don't really give a fuck about Superman or the movies. I'm just saying, like, it's just not a little bit forced. It's a Man of Steel. He's fucking, you know.
At least his son's a dude.
Like we gave them.
I didn't overthink him fucking Lois Lane or being straight.
We gave him an entire movie of Black Panther.
Wait,
dude.
You think it's the blacks?
This is this okay, dude.
Superman bisexual.
Dude, this is gonna be fucking
that
set.
Funky
black superheroes. What's next? Bisexual Superman. I just don't understand why they give a shit about assigning any sexuality to comic book people.
Yeah.
You could just avoid the whole thing altogether.
Lewis is right. It does seem a bit forced.
I mean, holy
shit. It's completely forced.
It seems like none of that was necessary to the story.
That's a bad kiss, by the way. They are fucking going too head on. Cock your head, Superman.
Dude, their mouths are full of cum.
You're never going to keep a guy like that. Yeah, they're trying to keep it up.
Yeah, they're trying to keep the cum in their mouth. Yeah.
They're playing a cum race. Yeah, there's a line with 30 other guys.
If we turn our heads to the side, it all wells up in our cheek.
God, they're just spitting cum into each other's mouths over and over and over again.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now.
Just like a chowder almost.
Do you think Clark Kent,
hot, dude.
You think Clark Kent was like, I should have named you Kryptonite?
Go back to those pictures. I liked that it's different seasons. It seems like winter, a summer, and then like a nice autumn day.
Oh.
Yeah, all right, you have to turn it back off again.
Yeah, why is it so romantic?
Like, turn this shit off. Dude.
Also, let me say
sick.
This. In the fucking Superman movie, the worst part of the movie was him fucking even talking to Lois Lane. The romance shit was the shittiest part of all of it.
Nah,
fuck
dude.
Lois Lane.
Nah, not when he fooled them all into losing their powers.
What happened?
That was Lois Lane. He took Lois Lane inside the chamber, and he made everybody else lose their powers. He thought he was giving up his powers.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Did you watch the movie?
No.
Well, get your heads out of your ass.
It's, no. It's been a while for the rest of us, and we haven't thought about it that much.
General Zod?
Dude, if I'm Batman, that's all, every time I'm fighting Superman, that's all I'm bringing up is his gay son.
Your son's gay.
Well, I hear today the rumor is that Robin was gay the whole time.
It's not my son.
Still, but he's living at his house. That's asked a lot of, brings up a lot of questions that I don't know if Batman's got answers for. Why do you have this gay boy sleeping in your house? What's that about? I go, oh, he's my war. I take care of him. What does that mean?
Listen to me. Bruce Wayne was definitely making Robin suck his cock all the time.
Why would he? Mouth to mouth, dude.
You're a fucking billionaire, dude.
Yeah, you live in a cave.
Yeah, you live in a cave? You're a billionaire?
You live in a cave.
You're a billionaire? It's like fucking Iggy Pop and David Bowie. See, they fucked all the chicks. Now what? Batman's fucked all the chicks, dude. He's a billionaire fucking vigilante.
He's going to fuck some of the boys.
Yeah, eventually he's going to be like, well, I got to see what everything else is like. He's demented.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where's that comic book?
I bet I'll be honest. It's definitely out there.
Just Superman being in a fucking bisexual threesome.
Well, today is
sucking a cock while a girl licks his ass.
Today's actual National Coming Out Day. It really is, and that's why. They,
oh, really?
They did
good.
It.
Well, everybody, listen up.
I've been waiting.
That's why they released that story today, though. But it's just—I don't know—it's just so forced. Like, I don't think we're gay people freaking out about not having Superman be gay.
I don't know. Was there anyone giving a shit about...
People don't watch comic
something
books.
Like this.
Like, who's confirmed straight?
It does
like,
feel
like... As a
like,
superhero, like, who gives a fuck about the sexual... It doesn't matter.
It does feel like we're living in, like, the wildest conspiracy theory in some Alabama right-winger's head from 1998. You know what I mean? They were like, if we let him do this in 20 years, Superman's going to be sucking dick.
Superman's going to be gay. You want that? Superman's going to be fucking
buddy,
gay?
You're like, no, I don't think
that's
National happen.
Coming Out Day, Superman sucking dick?
I touched on this.
Nah. Alabama lost to Texas A&M? Nah. Alabama lost to Texas A&M and Superman's gay? There is one dude in Alabama that's like, what the fuck is going on?
Dude, hyped up.
The fucking sky is falling.
he's not going to work. He's like, my world's been turned upside down the last few days.
Dude, hyped up outrage over nonsense. I brought this up today on Bonfire briefly, but I'd love to hear your thing. You know, there's a petition to get Split taken off of Netflix because people are saying it's making light of a very serious mental illness.
So what's Split?
Split was awesome, dude.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Yeah. It's a fucking superhero movie.
Yeah. It's the you haven't seen the Unbreakable series?
Yeah, I have.
So Unbreakable, Split,
it's
and
the
then
second
Glass.
One. Okay, no, I didn't see it.
It's about a guy who one of his personalities is a supernatural monster, and they're complaining that it goes, they should take it off Netflix because it's making light of a very serious. Yeah. Mental illness of multiple personality disorder. That's fucking insane.
No, we're giving you guys
to complain
hope.
About that.
One of your split personalities.
One of you could be a superhero. Yeah,
like, that's the best thing that's ever happened in that community.
All Philly? Fucking 9 billion of them.
But it takes place in Philly. You could do that. Yeah.
Did it get real traction? Were people really trying to get it taken off?
I think that's why it came up, because I think there's actually traction.
Well, that's what's going on with Chappelle right now, is that people are.
I have not seen the special yet.
No.
I've been busy.
The stuff I've heard made me laugh.
I heard a lot of people saying it was great, and I thought it was every special he has now. Is that you see like the Rotten Tomatoes thing where it's like the official people, yeah. And then it's like 98% down, but then of the votes of regular people, it's like fucking the most popular thing ever.
Yeah,
like
no, it's fucking gonna be. Here's the thing: the shit he catches is stupid. I think it's.
Rating is like shit, and then the audience scores 100 every time.
Yeah. I think he's like. Look, I know there's like a lot of preachy stuff now, but like he's still the best that ever did it. So the stuff I've heard that wasn't preachy, like the jokes wise. It's made me laugh, but yeah, he's great, man. He's just the best.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just really funny if you like read the articles about him. They're like, he just won't stop making these jokes.
Yeah, he goes, why won't he stop talking about the trans community? He doesn't know.
You're making it funny. You're the one making it funny.
Comic, Jonas Barnes wrote something where he was like, I think you shouldn't keep talking about the trans community. He doesn't understand. I was surprised your comics go, but like, he doesn't know their experience.
A lot of comics have been going woke for a fucking while.
That's such a weird thing to say. He doesn't know their experience.
But is it like, now I haven't watched it, but my guess is that it's not as if like he did a fucking hour on trans people. He had like a couple jokes.
He leaned in.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Like how much
time?
Well,
he was just explaining, I don't know. I thought he did a pretty good job of explaining how he felt.
The sentence that I heard was, DaBaby punched the LGBTQ community right in the AIDS. Makes me laugh so hard. I haven't even seen him. I can picture him saying it. It makes me laugh. He punched him right in the AIDS.
He defended DaBaby and then was also like, DaBaby killed a guy. I was like, wait, hold on.
No one cares about that.
Nobody gives a shit.
No.
Of course. Yeah, but you say something about...
He said my gay fans don't have AIDS. That's one of my favorite... ridiculous comments ever in the world.
See, he goes,
I don't talk about gay
people,
man. My gay fans is great, but my gay fans ain't got AIDS. All my gay fans use protection in the butt.
Who's the chick that came out and accused Chappelle of abuse, though, like years ago?
Oh, is that real?
Is this a new thing? Yeah. I guess she put it on Instagram. Her name is... Stacey Oristano.
Nice.
She goes...
Dave Chappelle has the right to make jokes about anything he wants to. I share this now because I'm seeing people I love being hurt by his words. You want to read it, Lewis?
Sure. Since he's trending for saying terrible things, it might be time to tell my Dave Chappelle story.
This came
story.
Out today. Or like in the recent...
Yeah, past couple days.
Okay.
Since he's trending for...
It's only like 2,000 likes on it, right? Or what is it?
Yeah, it's not like viral.
So it's not like a lot of people have...
Since he's trending for saying terrible things... It might be the time to tell my Dave Chappelle story. I was cast on a show for the episode Player Haters Ball, my first time in front of a camera, playing a sex worker. It was the worst job. It was the worst day of work I've ever had. I was ridiculed, demeaned, yelled at, touched, fondled, and pushed without my consent. Dave was the worst culprit of it, but almost every male that day treated me this way, the exceptions being Patrice O'Neill, Ice-T, and Rich Voss.
Shout out, Voss.
Who all protected me. Hey, get
RV.
Get your fucking hands off her.
What a gentleman.
Don't you put your hands on her.
She's a slut.
Chappelle.
I'll kick you right in the fucking dick.
Rich Voss protected me.
Bonnie, hold my Nicorette.
If Dave Chappelle says one more thing to this girl.
I'm going
to
clap this fucker's shoulders. I'm putting one right in his fucking gut.
Chappelle versus Voss.
Voss would fuck him up back then.
Oh, dude, it's the
Voss
battle.
Voss is doing karate.
The battle of the Kango hats. They're both wearing Kango hats.
Voss, like, not on my watch.
Voss, at that point, was like fresh off crack, doing karate.
Yeah.
He was a problem.
Who all protected me. I left set and cried and thought about quitting acting because maybe this was how I was going to be. His new special does not surprise me because I watched the way he treated and talked about women and the queer community. I make it my mission now to stand up for those who feel they cannot thank, they can't thanks to the three men who had my back that day. No, I get it.
There was supposed to be.
Oh, she was supposed to be a period.
Yeah. I bet Voss retweeted that.
Oh, totally.
I'll be at Magoobies.
I feel like Patrice would be so annoyed that he was in the positive of this lunatic's fucking nonsense.
It just doesn't seem like Patrice to be the one
to not be sexually harassing a chick. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Like, no, it seems like he would probably be like dressing her down, making fun of her a lot.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like he'd be the guy.
Why are you playing a whore?
Yeah. That's the Patrice I remember.
Yeah.
And Ice-T.
No, Ice-T, he's a gentleman. He would.
Yeah. I like, by the way, she goes, Ice-T. who's been on several documentaries and is so psyched to tell the world he was, in fact, a full-blown pimp well into his famous life. Like, a pimp. She goes, Ice-T was cool. They defended me against these monsters. It's just like, there's no...
Ice-T made me his bottom bitch for about a year and a half afterward.
And look, I mean, she was probably sexually harassed on set. It was the 90s.
No, it was Chappelle's show?
Yeah.
Early aughts?
Yeah, how old was Chappelle? You don't think he was grabbing a tit and going, gah, 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 gah.
Nice titties, bitch. I got a $1 million development deal.
Of course, that's what he was doing the whole time.
Come on.
Blowing smoke in a bit. Nasty bitch. Come here, let me see your titties.
Want to come back to my apartment and watch me talk to my cigarette for a little bit?
Yes.
Yes, for sure he was doing that.
I believe this woman.
He's 22 years old. Yeah. He's a millionaire. Yeah. He's like, look at this dumb white bitch. Let's pee on her.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
She's probably right. Then Voss had to step in. Hey, hey, fellas. Take it easy.
Now, you're going to give me the pussy. You see, pussy is...
My God, man.
Conversations with your cigarette.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Hold on, wait till the cop noise is in there.
Guys, would you mind hiding me? The cops are looking for me. I was moving Delta on the streets. I know it's legal, but I'm addicted to the rush. I'm moving. Wait, can you say I was here all night? If you wouldn't mind, I've been here all night. Oh, hey, guys. It's me, the Yo Delta Vampire. I've been here all night. Remember the stuff we were talking about before? That was so funny, the things we've been talking about for an hour and a half.
What did you do? What did you get yourself
Yo
into?
Yo Delta, you had 42 states where you could legally sell this.
No. No,
you
I was...
telling me you had to go to one of the 8 states.
Hey, Dave, be cool, dog, hey? Be cool. Just, I've been here all night, okay? Louis, let me put on that sweatshirt.
No way. I'm not going to get in trouble for you.
That's a fantastic
sweatshirt.
I'll be
an accessory.
Okay, no, but I've been here the whole night. Woo, truly. Mango lemonade, huh? Am I hammered or what? Woo, we've been talking about so many things, funny things from earlier.
You do not have to buy your Yo Delta from a weird, shady vampire on a street corner. You can have
it. No, but you can. You can, though.
That is an option. For
you can. Yes. 57th and last. You can get a 2 a.m.
You can get a
I'll be posted up next to the COVID testing center.
Haha. Dude, that guy held up a shirt and then he tripped.
Is that true?
Yes, like a dork.
You know what sucks about Cradle of Filth fans? They'll never show their boobs when they walk by.
I know, pussies. By the way, I thought the waiter was just another Cradle of Filth fan.
No, but I like them.
They're good. Anyway, look, you can get your Kratom, or you can get your...
Oh, man, I've been doing Kratom here since what, 8 p.m.?
You can get your Delta delivered right to your door.
Alex, you remember I got here at 8 p.m., and I was like, oh, Alex, it's 8 p.m. I forgot, tonight we start at 9.
Delta 8 THC is legal in 42 states. It gets you really, really stoned. They have vapes, they have gummies, they have everything you need.
Oh, street legal, baby.
Get it shipped to your door right now, and for a discount. It's already affordable, but if you want to save 25%, use the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com.
But if you want the rush of illegality, 57th and Lex.
You can meet him on a corner.
2 a.m. We'll do a dicey switch off. If you've got no cash, I'll accept sexual favors.
Yo Delta.
From both genders.
Dot
I only acknowledge 2 genders, but both can suck on my vampire penis.
YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS.
Oh, man, it's been such a fun night here for 3 hours.
All right. Let's get back into it.
So, sure, she's right and all of this happened, but it was so long ago and the show was so funny.
The show was so funny. I say worth it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got to crack a few eggs.
I don't mean like he's saying such hateful things. I just don't think what he says is hateful.
No, I'm sure it was just like, look. What
I didn't watch
that
special.
What year was Player Haters Ball? What year was that? 2003.
Oh, man.
The Chappelle Show.
When, after 2000, it just sounds worse.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like
oh, you know what? It wasn't a different time. Shame, shame, Dave Chappelle.
True.
Dude, I feel like
now 2003 was a different time.
The turn of the millennium should be like, come on, anything we did before that be fucking cool.
What year did Girls Gone Wild stopped? That's when everything changed.
That is a good point.
It just really is. So when it was just like, oh, it's not just about girls showing their tits.
Those
it's a good
steel drums still get me erect.
Boom, bloom, 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 that, bloom, bloom.
Are my parents asleep?
What happens when roommates finger each other on a bus? You got to buy the deluxe editions for that, though.
God.
Bobby, what year did that end?
Jay, that is, by the way, that is a brilliant time demarker. Like of when
Girls Gone Wild went to 2011.
Yeah, but it was a dead brand at the end.
Before
yeah,
I take too much credit for just conjuring it up, that Woodstock documentary talking about the '90s being a time where we didn't even overthink how to meet the idea was. If you go to a club, like you should pull your titties and pussy out camera.
Well, it didn't,
was like so normalized.
Jay, when the internet
but
came
it's not
about,
just that. But it's also that the fact that because at the end of Girls Gone Wild, what they started doing to make it controversial was pointing out. They go, you know, these are drunk children who are pressured into pulling their titties out, and we all had to be like, ah, when you put it that way, sure. I mean, I guess.
Well,
I mean,
once we stopped being, it became a much bigger thing. Once I stopped being a 21-year-old who would
like 8th grade,
love to be on that bus looking at the steel city.
Yes. Yeah, ruled.
Like as an adult now, I'm like, I was like, oh yeah, that'd be fucking crazy.
That's very weird.
Dude, listen, the thing that's funny with the when they talk about Revenge of the Nerds, they always go, well, they forget there was like a rape in there technically because he fucked her without knowing what they leave out was the big. They broke into the sorority house.
A horror movie just starting out. Yeah, like, what was that?
I couldn't know. Certain death, I assume.
Halloween's coming.
Did somebody
up,
just
dude.
Psycho kill somebody
very
behind
spooky.
Us?
Spooky, very spooky yes, stuff, dude.
Nah, I've been drinking too much to remember what I was saying.
Ah, fuck.
Revenge of the Nerds stole our
nerds. Yes, that wasn't that when they broke into the sorority house, and they. Put hidden cameras everywhere, and they all sat in the place and just watched them again, like without them knowing, watching their pussies and tits. It was, and it's like that wasn't even thought of. Like that's a crazy crime.
Yeah. That was
you were just like, oh my god, what a brilliant idea!
When porn came out, when we started being able to browse the internet. How much time did you spend searching Girls Gone Wild for like fuck scenes? Like,
yeah,
there's gotta be some fuck.
There
scenes.
Were.
There were none. Not actual Girls Gone Wild.
No, no. Here's the raw footage that Girls Gone Wild was taken from. Buddy, I did deep dives on this shit. The raw footage. You,
is that why you wear those gloves?
Yeah. I'm ashamed.
His
and
palms
my palm
are covered
prints
in
are
hair.
Everywhere. Yeah, it comes hair. I have wolf boy hand. No, if you go to a porn, this is still VHS times. When you go in, there were videos that weren't called Girls Gone Wild. They were just called like Spring Break fucking 96. Spring Break.
I know fantasy those.
And they were just, and those, they were the same thing. It was girls shooting tips.
I'm saying but actual they, Girls Gone Wild.
That brand.
Brand that was never fucking.
That night.
One no. branch of it called Uncensored and Beyond.
No.
A buddy, I ordered them on my dad's credit card. It's one of the reasons my stepmother hates me today.
They
I'm 43.
They fucked.
My stepmother hates me for childhood they things. They fucked, yeah.
They
on a washing machine,
they
one of them. It's great.
Penetration.
Dude, yes.
No.
On a washing
one
machine?
One of them, he starts fucking one girl.
Yeah, yeah dude.
Her friend,
she
Lewis.
She loves blue-collar shit.
I love
Lewis, listen.
Washing machine.
Lewis, listen.
That's blue-collar.
Lewis, listen to me. You'll love
what?
This.
What, dude?
One of them, a guy starts fucking a girl next to her sleeping friend who's drunk passed out. The friend wakes up and keeps asking to join, and the girl's saying no, and she just starts playing with her pussy.
Yeah.
Is it all paid for and acted out? Maybe.
Probably not.
But when I was jerking off to it at 17, I didn't think it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was so real, and I loved it. But yeah,
then,
Uncensored and Beyond.
Jay came and realized he used his dad, who he's not that close with, credit card.
Can I tell you something? By that point, was waiting for the phone call and was just like, eat it, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck him. He'd already gotten me too many times by that point.
Weren't you embarrassed because he knew what it was for? It wasn't like...
Didn't care at all. Dude, my dad hung me out to dry in gross ways so many times.
Give me an example.
You...
Hanging me out to dry.
I hope you got that porn charge, Dad. Jay, I'm
call
just saying,
even.
Like, you should have taken the high road and not, like, used his credit card for porn.
No, you did the right thing. But how did he fuck you over?
Damn, I'm trying to think of one that I get to, one, wow, of them, one of them I've told a bunch, but it's I think it's illegal.
I'd like to hear it.
What do you mean it's illegal?
I can't
illegal?
Tell that one.
You raped you?
No. I just, it wasn't illegal at the time. I think it's illegal now.
I think, like, teardrops. You know when teardrop tattoos are murders?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
This isn't
think,
a murder.
I think nose rings on guys are times.
Two times.
He trades them.
No. No, it was. I was a kid, but
what is illegal, though? Say it. Who cares?
So my stepmother hated me. So when I was
did she ever get stuck on the washing machine?
When I was 16.
Do you feel like somehow when Jay started telling this story somewhere like a Fed is listening and Lewis was like, if it's illegal, who cares? And he's like, we got him. Yeah. All right.
No. No, this is great. When I was 16, it's funny. When I was 16, my stepmother hated me so much. When I went out there, her marking down. They had to work every day, and she goes, "I don't trust you watching my kids."
Good
so,
call.
Yeah, I'm like, great. And she goes, "So I have a babysitter coming every day, so you'll be here, but you can do whatever you want. Babysitter's watching the kids." I was like, fantastic.
Anything I want?
It was a 17. It was a 17.
Your stepdad's gun.
Dude, what was so great is my stepmother. I was a pretty, like, prudish kid, except for definitely wanting the fuck, but I didn't, like, smoke cigarettes or weed or anything, or drink anything.
You're a sweet boy.
I was a sweet boy.
Also, wanting the fuck is not, like, weird at all. It's every 17-year-old.
For sure, but I was very into that idea.
Yeah, you're a hornball.
Yeah, hornball for sure. So this girl was 17, and she came. And the second my dad and stepmom left, she was the worst person that could. She started just drinking beers immediately, ripping
she
butts
was 17?
In the house. Yeah,
you were 16.
Yeah,
nice.
So ripping butts in the house.
Nice.
And my dad gave me his video camera. He goes, "If you want to like film your summer or whatever," it's like handy cams came out, and I'm like, "Great." So I'm filming this girl doing this.
You wonder why they call this a handy cam?
Very quickly, this girl is taking her pants off.
What?
Spreading her asshole. It was great. It was great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
For me, I was 16, dude. It was a phenomenal. She's let me film
this
it.
This is a
She's
crime. This is a crime. You got to stop.
It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should I stop?
I know where the story's
no,
going.
No. That's not
sure?
a crime. Filming her doing
Jay,
this.
No. Not only is it not a crime, she was older. Jay is the victim.
Yeah, Jay
no,
was victim.
I'm talking about where this tape ends up.
Oh, yeah. No, his dad has it to this day.
That's
he loves that.
That's why, yeah.
It's always on a loop.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I hope not.
You just don't know that he doesn't have it.
I don't know that he doesn't.
All right.
I don't think he does.
Can so his girl's gone wild, dude. Steel drums were playing. You were filming.
This girl's getting doing wild.
What does the girl look like?
I think
like?
She filmed herself in the Hellish. Shower at one point. She was cute.
What does she look like? Give me
short hair, which I didn't like. Her
here,
face was cute. Her body was like
17.
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, really. What, yeah, she was, yeah, it was great.
She's fucking.
She wasn't. There was nothing.
She was 1 year over her prime.
Let's say she was an average 17-year-old, but I was 16. It was great.
Was she particularly hot, or was she just?
She's cute.
Is this young
good-looking girl? Yes.
Is this young fat Jay and putting this on a pedestal? Or
this is young fat Jay. Can't believe this is happening. So she's that cute.
So she's a 5.
Damn you, Shane. No. I don't know how to, I can't rate her. She was 17. So anyway, she does all this shit. So my dad comes home one day, and my dad and me, all I have of my dad is like, we're boys. We're not like, it doesn't feel very father-son. So I was like, yo, the babysitter that Diane thinks I shouldn't be babysitting the kids for is a wild chick. And I'm like, she's doing all kind of running around naked and shit. And so he's like, no way. I go, I filmed it. And I show him. And he goes, he's like, holy shit. And he couldn't believe it. Didn't say anything to my stepmother.
He said, get to your room.
No. So when I was leaving, I go, so hey, I'm going to take that tape. You know, replace that tape, I guess. I'm taking that tape with me. He goes, now, for whatever reason, he goes, don't take that tape. She'll realize the tape's missing. He goes, transfer it to a regular VHS tape.
Bro.
And take that. Listen.
I thought he was just going to go, don't take that
listening.
Tape. It's morally corrupt. You
matter.
Shouldn't do that. You're my son.
Nope.
And then he was going to keep it, obviously, himself.
Yeah, he's obviously keeping it for himself.
That's
sure.
what I would have done.
But it doesn't matter because he didn't have it for himself long because I leave.
You go, son, I'm not trying to pretend here. I'm not playing games. Yeah. Make as many copies as you want, yeah. but leave the original with Pops.
Yeah. I transfer it. I leave. I get a call.
You had to put it like the small tape in one of the big tapes?
Yes. No, but I had it on the regular tape.
So this video is like The Ring. If you watch it, the feds come in 7 days.
If you watch it, you come.
Dude, my brothers, I guess I leave. It was there in the summer. And I go home. I get a call from my stepmom and my dad, who was pretending to have no idea what this is about, which was jarring. This is what really fucks me over. Because he goes,
this is not him fucking you over at all. I'm already siding with your stepdad. You're fucking
my
crazy.
Dad. My real
your dad. Your dad, sorry.
So
He Jay's stepdad had nothing to do with this. He was fucking Jay's mom at the time.
Dude, my stepmother, it was my brother's like first day of kindergarten or first grade or
God
something.
Damn, dude, figuring your family out is like Game of Thrones. I don't know one of these characters.
Well, he was starting school and she wanted to find a tape to record over, make sure she wasn't recording over something else important, and puts it in and sees her babysitter being filmed by me.
And she
spread your asshole.
She knows.
Oh yeah, because I'm like
your voice.
Yeah, because I'm going open it. Like, whatever, I'm sure. Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
Well, that should have scored points. She should have been like, "Damn, my stepson rules."
Nope. No, really? She didn't like. But in her, she transferred to. I corrupted that chick and made her do all these things. I go, I was just documenting.
Yeah.
This lunatic you brought into your home.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So, dude,
and how did so, your
so
dad
my dad, my dad was that guy. So I'll tell you, when it came time, I had his credit card numbers.
How did your dad? What was your dad playing it like?
He was like, he's like, we can't believe you do something
sorry,
like that.
So your dad,
your brothers were there. How dare you?
Your dad fucked. You're saying your dad, the one
he
time,
acted like he had no idea.
That's your dad fucking you over. That's crazy, Jay.
No,
what?
That's
no.
not fucking you over.
Of course, yes.
Jay, your dad.
You're going to admit to your right. wife that you're fucking laughing about some stuff.
Can I tell you something?
Here's the thing. All right,
no
Jay,
way,
dude.
Can I tell you something? Dude, give me a heads up.
Aside.
Give me a heads up.
You should have pulled him aside.
You got to give me a heads up
fine.
First.
But
should have pulled you
the
aside.
The whole time, you know he's gone, dude.
Jay, your dad was never.
No, I was like fucking 16.
Jay,
I
was
like,
your dad was never
you're not wrong,
present.
Jay.
He was never
no,
present.
That's fucking me. That's hanging me out to dry.
Yeah, do a shot.
He asked me to leave it.
It's just that, Jay, you literally grew up without a father. And you grew up to be a man in knuckle gloves and a chain wallet, and this is the story you picked of how your dad fucked you over.
I'm just saying it's
not just abandoning you your entire life.
Yeah. Oh, also, yeah, he was never there for anything important.
I think
you just
were...
picked that he ratted on you.
He should have pulled you aside.
Yeah, I mean, my dad fucked me over.
He didn't
a lot.
Split the heat with his wife.
I would never left any evidence of that there. I saw this coming.
You're mad at him that he fumbled the deal?
Dude, also, yeah, can right. I tell you, so it's a great, so one,
he's right.
younger than that, yeah. Significantly younger than that, I had my mom found a porn tape under my mattress.
All he's about
porn. It's great. Yes, they are. It's very indicative of who I am.
All you care about is the times you got screwed over out of a porn tape?
These are not cool dad moments.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Shane, you'll appreciate this.
Yes.
I brought it to my dad's house for the summer. My mom wanted me to get rid of it. I took it with me to my dad's house. My mom, when I get there, my dad goes, your mom called me and said, she saw it wasn't there. You probably brought this porn tape. I go, yeah. And he goes, I don't care. He's like, keep it for the summer. I goes, but you're not going home with it. I go, okay. And then when I was leaving, I go, hey, I'm going to throw this out at the airport. And he goes, no, no. Leave it under the fucking couch in the basement. In the basement little hovel he put me in.
Yeah.
And,
like Harry Potter.
Yeah. And then I fucking, and then I left. And he forgot about it. And when they fucking.
Are you hammered right now?
Yeah. When they moved, they moved it and they found the fucking.
I just noticed how hammered you are just during this story.
Oh, I thought you were asking me for stories of my dad.
I like the stories.
No, this is a great story.
He told me to leave it and my stepmother found it and got furious again. It's another case of my stepmother finding porn and my father not taking any of the heat.
Jay's getting glassy eyed right now.
These are the
about
stories
these
that are coming
no,
up.
These no, are bullshit.
By the way, I will grant you.
I'm not a level of drunk as glass.
This is not what I would have picked for how your dad fucked you over. But I will grant, it's pretty amazing.
Well, I thought they were the funniest stories.
I will
They're
say that
stories.
From your stepmom's perspective, you are like a pervert who should be locked up. Like every time, Jay's come for like 4 weekends ever in his life, and every time there's a huge porn store.
Dude, I think we laughed on Bonfire Best. My stepmom used to do things like, the things that were funny was fat kid shit. She would get upset that I would eat like Little Debbie's at night, so she would like lock them away somewhere. But in her defense, I'd find them.
House
them. Still find them.
You're a truffle
that
pig.
That was the same kid, dude.
I truffle pigs to the nutty bars.
Find those nutty bars. Yo, nutty bars are so good. I would eat them layer. layer by layer, dude.
Dude, I understand. Like, non-fucking
nutty bar.
Dave,
in a while.
When you had like devil dogs or yodels in the house, you used to like
last
one
a month,
pack. Dude. You would, right? It would. Me and my sister would just
hold on. Let me just.
Me and my sister would shove our fucking faces into the box. Just
yeah, we could never have them at my house. Dude, they would. Me and my sisters are big dogs too. Dude, we would plow through anything
within a half an hour. Not even a day.
I'd go to the skinny kid's house. They'd have. You'd open the drawer. There'd be tons of treats.
Tons.
I'd be like, yo, your parents rule.
I used to judge my friends by their houses having the best snacks.
Yeah. Turns out they controlled themselves.
Yeah. They would have a snack once or twice a week.
It's crazy.
If I had oatmeal cream.
Mama, is it treat night?
Yes.
Doggy, I would like any of those things, those like Entenmann style fucking things, like the single packages, they'd be housed.
Dude, Entenmann, how about the Entenmanns that had like four different flavors of donut? You're like, well, I got to try a little piece each one.
Man, come on.
Yeah, why did they give me four different kinds?
I'll tell you right now, those Entenmanns cakes that you just buy for $4, they're already like
the
little pre-made cake. No, cake, dude. The fucking the iced cake.
It's only $4 in this economy.
$5.
A solid cake.
The chocolate glazed fucking cake.
I don't...
shit.
I don't believe it's $4.
It's like maybe six.
For mass-produced baked goods, Entenmanns...
And delicious.
That must have been Puerto Rican Christmas, dude. You bring one of those.
For sure.
Damn.
Oh, that was birthday cake. It's
heroin and Entenmanns.
They put a raspberry Danish on top of an iced frosted cake.
No, what
two layer, baby.
No, my mom would get me a ShopRite cake. Like a ShopRite.
That's huge.
Or maybe once in a while a Carvel ice cream cake.
Oh, shit.
Damn. How good was a Dairy Queen ice cream cake?
Never had one. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that.
Me either.
I'm thinking about them now, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Carvel, did you get Fudgy the Whale or Cookie Puss?
No, I'm never getting a $50 birthday cake.
No, but a ShopRite cake is a
Carvel?
For Lewis's
that was the two choices.
A ShopRite cake is actually like a real... That's a luxury for Lewis,
that's
the way he was brought up.
No, Carvel would do round cakes that you slice them and there was ice cream amongst the layers of...
Yeah. Is ShopRite cake fucking garbage? I mean, a store...
Yeah, probably.
I think a grocery store cake is like the cake you'd get for... What, do you have to go to like the cake boss?
I don't know, dude.
At this point,
I think
Jay,
it's like a solid cake.
Jay,
they bake it.
At this point in your life, in your career, if you're getting a cake for someone you care about for a big thing... You probably shouldn't be getting a ShopRite.
A bigger shop than ShopRite.
You should be doing something better.
Yes, but I mean, like, if you get someone in their 20s a ShopRite cake, that's a fucking good cake.
But you know
nice
what? Instead of buying one fucking really nice cake, I can buy like 18 to 20 of those Entenmann $6 cakes and put them all together and have one massive delicious cake.
By the way, ShopRite will put a picture of you right on a cake, by the way. If you think they're not coming through, if you think ShopRite or Costco won't throw your picture on a fucking cake, then you've never fucking talked to these people.
Lewis, if
you're just judging.
If you think...
A picture of
any
you.
Picture.
Lewis, if you
Hitler.
Think you can't get that Skankfest...
I don't know if they'll do Hitler on a cake.
They'll do Hitler.
Oh, they'll do Hitler. You slide
him
a 20?
Please, somebody bring a picture of Hitler and ask that I put on a cake at ShopRite.
Or Costco. There's got to be a million Hitler cakes.
I don't think so.
Hitler loved them.
I don't think so. Bobby, please look up pictures of Hitler cakes.
But it's got to be real.
Here we go.
Entenmanns? No!
Damn, look at those big swastika cakes. The Nazis were having fun
for
a while.
I just remembered that me and my mom entered a baking competition.
And made a Hitler cake? No!
No, it did remind.
Wait, what was about the writing around it?
I did look at a Hitler cake, and it reminded me of me and my mom baking a cake together.
Oh, what does that say?
We were in the Boy Scouts, and there was a. It was like everyone had to like bake their own cakes with their moms, and I made a Boy Scout uniform cake.
Oh,
and the blue was way off.
I bet it tasted awful.
It was terrible. It was all bright blue.
Isabel,
wait,
had
you
to
and your
cake
mom
for Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Was your mom addicted to drugs at the time?
No. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I don't think you're ever not an addict.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Isabella had to make a cake for Girl Scouts once for a cake baking contest, and I did it almost entirely by myself and made it fucking great, and we won. I still have a picture of that cake in my phone.
I mean, she's supposed to do some of it.
I know. She had the idea.
Jay, you're a goddamn sweetheart. Other than all that fucking porn you gave your dad. Other than that time you
also,
slid your
I
dad
made the cake with my
porn.
Daughter.
And all the, also taking all the credit for her memory is her winning a cake competition.
No, she knows.
She knows.
I took over.
She knows.
She wanted to win this thing. She was fine with it. She wouldn't have had the idea of... fruit roll-up dresses on the girls.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fruit roll-up in your cake?
On the cake. It was a cake decorating thing.
Got angry.
Buddy, I got a picture of this thing on my phone.
Let me see it right now.
They're the dresses.
So send it to Bobby so we can pull it up on the screen.
Right, so I have to email it and all that crazy
shit. Just give Bobby your phone and then he'll send it to himself.
Do.
I like Drunk Jay, dude.
Drunk Jay is fucking hilarious.
Tipsy Jay. I'm fine. I'm driving, so.
Yeah, fruit roll-ups.
I'm not driving. I took an Uber here. That's fine. By the way, I'm sober now.
I'm
going
to take to the road.
Yeah, I'm sober now because I got to drive.
Shit. You guys want to start this over?
No, yes, from the beginning.
Maybe.
Take it back from the top.
This is veered hard into therapy from where we
I like
started.
It. Has it?
I think this case is pretty fucking
can you, while he's doing that, why don't you pull up the NBA, the WNBA players fighting at a food truck?
Yeah, just ooh, like everything else. No one will pay attention to WNBA.
Wait, they got in a fight at a food truck? You know what they weren't doing?
Fish tacos?
I was going to say... And say, you know what
is
they weren't
here?
You know what they weren't doing? Dunking.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's see. So
whoa, they're
are they
athletic
fighting?
As hell.
Who are they fighting? Does that say all Heil broke loose?
Are we sure these are WNBA chicks and not just
sure what we are? Shame of the article.
John Gruden wrote the article.
All right, that one, I believe it.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Who would have thought the last person you wanted to fight is a WNBA lady?
So, yeah, they're in the hood.
What do you mean they're in the hood?
All right, Bobby, I emailed it to you.
Hold on. This is wild, huh?
What's going on here?
Oh, shit. These little fuckers.
Is this the girl's head of Lewis's comedy show?
These little ratchet bitches are getting beat up by a bunch of giant NBA players.
Damn, look at that lady.
Look at her.
Why are they mad?
That's Hodor. Ho. Here you go.
Oh.
No, dude.
That's for you, for therapy.
No, you're trying to.
I'll do one with you.
No.
Come on, bro.
No.
What the hell, bro? I'll do one with you.
No, I don't want to be fucking hammered.
You are.
No, dude, I'm still killing it.
You are killing
it. Have I not been hilarious the whole show?
Bro, this fight is still going on, by the way.
You'll be even funnier.
Do my fucking job. Shots. Jay, crawl home.
Yes. Have a good time.
Hey, your chick's out of town, dude.
Chick Christine's on the road, so.
You're going to go home?
Yeah, get drunk, get a hooker.
Bro, I'll do a shot with you.
Oh, maybe I'll get a hooker. I'm not going to get a hooker. I'm going to jerk off to this video later. With full volume. Bye-bye, Christine.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Man.
What type of food truck is it?
What happens?
This thing had the decibels of a F-16.
What was the fight over? Little boy Bobby? Bobby, you want to tell me what the fight was about, buddy?
Had something to do with that food truck.
Yeah.
I wonder who went back for their order first.
Was it the Jinx? No, I'm trying to think of Minx or Lynx. That's it. I was trying to think of WNBA teams.
I thought you were trying to think of racist things to call black people.
No,
did you get my things,
Lynx,
Bobby?
Or was it the Mystics?
Can I show you first?
Hey, we got a lesbian.
Can I show you guys first the picture that Isabella wanted to make the cake about? If you would, Bobby, please. That was the idea.
That was the idea. Brownies, Girl Scouts.
And now
very
the cake.
Inclusive, by the way.
And now the cake.
Let's say.
Boom, dude.
Whoa,
pretty good.
Dude.
Wow. That pretty is pretty good. Good.
And what do you expect a fucking 10-year-old to do that? It's moronic. We took that bitch and won. I think she got a bike. I never taught her how to ride it. I wish that was less true. It comes up a lot. But I did make a cake for her to win it. I didn't live there.
Oh, listen. You didn't teach her to ride the bike, but you got the bike for her. You didn't teach her how to make a cake, but you made the cake for her.
You say, Dad's trying to get some pussy.
I took her to the water. I can't make her drink.
Say, look, I'm not going to be around all the time. I'm trying to get some pussy.
No matter how angry.
Dad's trying to get some pussy.
I'm not going to be around all the time. I'm not going to be around for Christmas. I'm trying to get a little bit of pussy.
Isabella, do you know how awesome pussy is?
Isabella, I'm a pretty good dad. I've never told your mom about all that porn you have downstairs.
Never mentioned a word. Never said about that porn. That was all but the cake.
It was a great cake, man.
Should we do plugs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do some
plugs.
That
was a killer cake.
I mean, if you were like in
an adult cake baking competition, maybe not, but for a kid's one, it was.
I'll tell you what, local adult bake competition.
If I saw that cake, yeah, I would think some. No, I would
really bad for an adult.
What are you talking about?
Local adults would be doing fruit roll shit.
That's pretty
fruit roll up dresses.
Jay,
fuck you.
No, he's right.
No, no, no. I might be drunk, but fuck.
No.
Have you watched?
I know I'm drunk, but fuck you, dude.
Have you watched one of these baking shows? They do incredible things.
Local, Mr. England,
I bet you even local. Dude, pull up a fucking local yokel fucking baking show. I bet
I
want to
know
crazy
from
shit.
Jay's
half.
Neighborhood.
I need another one of these.
Where,
I took half.
Tell me in Jay's neighborhood where he was living at the time. Who? Here, what
cheers.
Were people?
Can I get
caking?
Another true? I need another one of these first. Oh no, I don't. I'm all right.
Yeah, you're good. Here, cheers. Look, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
I'll suck your dick after the show, yeah, dude.
I know you will. All right, want to do plugs real quick? And then we'll pull up a local baking competition. Zach.
Shane?
Shane.
Oh, Zach. God damn, I have been gaining weight. It's Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, dude. That's it. It's the only thing. See, it's the only real podcast left. It's the only real podcast out there, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
I just noticed the gigantic titties that are right behind me.
Oh, yeah, I bought those up.
They're fucking wild.
God damn. Oh, I know her. Yeah, those are big titties.
Hi. I mean, she wants us to obviously say something. They're out.
Man.
Thank you for moving the camera, Bobby.
That was God, that was rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, dude. I got this Saturday night.
That wasn't one of ours. That was just a passerbyer.
This Saturday night, I will be in Long Island at Governor's. The next Thursday, the 28th, I'll be in Chicago. And then Skankfest is coming up. Skankfest South, November 5th through 7th. We're going to give away a pair of passes every week. We're giving it away on the Thursday show or the Friday show this week. We're going to give away a pair of all-access passes. You got to subscribe to Gas Digital with the promo code LOS. You got to subscribe with that promo code. We're giving away 4 sets of passes this month. An ice cream truck.
Dude. What? A naked roast.
I mean, that ice cream truck has been off for 4 hours, saw our crowd, and went, I think I can make some money.
Yeah.
Because,
we're giving away a pair of ticks on our Friday night show.
Podcastmerch.com. The yearbooks are there until Friday the 18th. If you guys want to, or I'm sorry, Monday the 18th, if you guys want to pick them up at Skankfest, you got to order this stuff by tonight. The hoodies, the t-shirts, all that other stuff.
If they're not sold out by the 18th, we'll probably extend it. Go ahead, Lewis. Take it away.
Well, no, we had more time for the
limited edition for a limited time, unless we don't get rid of all of them.
There's no such thing.
We don't want to hang on the inventory, so we'll probably move that up.
There's no inventory. It's all being pre-bought, so it's based off how many you buy. Make sure you guys go to podcastmerch.com.
No extras.
No extras.
No. I think weed impedes the show.
You think that's what's going on?
You guys got high as hell, dude. You came in here rowdy as hell from England?
Yeah.
You're a bit of a hooligan.
Yeah, mate.
Jay, what do you got to plug?
Plug the hoodie, dude.
I did. You're hammered.
Did you plug that particular hoodie?
Yep.
Yeah, I was waiting for some funny thing to say, I think.
Okay. Well, you didn't even realize the whole thing you were riffing on for the last 5 minutes was the hoodie Lewis is wearing.
Nope.
You're sober as a bird, dude. Keep it rolling. Don't let these jackals tear you down.
Dave, I think I know why Jay's dad ratted him out about that porn. It was shit like this.
He's probably blacked out. Yeah. Jay's got a drinking problem.
What do you mean I didn't warn you? I warned you 12 times, son. You were hammered.
Huh?
Part of the problem right here on the Gas Digital Network. That's all I got to plug. I'm off for a little bit, but yeah, that's it.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend coming up, Portland, Oregon, Portland Helium. Come check me out there Thursday through Saturday. Halloween weekend, I have Cleveland, Ohio. Bunch of dates coming up. Stress Factory's coming up in December. Philly, I'm going to be at Philly Helium for Thanksgiving weekend. Check it out. Listen to The Bonfire Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Faction Talk Series XM 103 and SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Jay, you're laughing at him.
No, we weren't laughing at you.
What the hell happened to you? Did you guys dose Jay again?
Yeah. What was in these 7 shots of tequila?
Yeah.
Jay, I don't feel right.
I don't think I've ever met a girl that hasn't blacked out that's been like, I was roofied last night. Just constantly black out. Goes,
is it that easy to get? I've never even seen Rohypnol.
I wish I was like able to use that. I'd be like, man, I can't believe I got fucking roofied again. I keep getting roofied every time I go out.
I was roofied.
I've never, but, like, yeah, I'm a creep. I've victims. Never seen a single person with roofies. Ever.
I don't even...
ever.
No, I really haven't. I've never, like, I know creepy guys, and not a single guy ever has been like, oh,
what are you fucking looking at me for?
Little boy Bobby, have you found the local baking contest, bud?
No, nobody's local. Nobody's touching.
You want to sit on my knee and talk
about
it?
Pull up any fucking, literally any.
Hey, champ.
All right, well, this is bullshit.
Hey, sport.
You're going to get crushed, Jay.
Yeah, Jay. Sport, you're not going good for you so far.
So far, I don't see a bunch of Girl Scouts of different ethnicities.
Jay, this is, you're really starting to
lose. Do me a favor, Bobby. Can you also side by side it with my cake?
Yes. Seems like a lot to ask.
Fuck that. A fucking flower. Gay. Been done. Seen it. Make fucking barbed wire.
That's good.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello. I don't know if you saw. Thank God I had a grape jelly bean.
Also, like, I'm going to be honest with you. Just like all the candy.
Thank God there was a grape jelly bean.
All the chewy candies on top of
it. By the way, if you look back at the shirt, that's an Asian girl, a black girl, and then 3 white girls, I think. And
yeah,
I really,
zoom in on the black girl.
I really did
for Jay's jelly bean.
I did. If that's not merch, what is, dude? Oh, fuck. I think it's an Asian girl and a black girl holding hands.
You use the yellow fucking...
I think I did. If you go back to the shirt, it might be an Asian girl. It's definitely
what's
a black
that, what's
girl.
What's that for the black lady? Just
dude,
a piece
Asian
of
girl,
coal?
The Asian girl looks like...
It is, dude. No. It's an Asian girl and a black
no,
girl
is.
For sure.
It really is.
Oh, the crowd's not even comfortable, but we won the contest.
You
it was
won.
A different time.
It was a better time, dude.
Dude, wait, do a close up of the yellow one. No, on the on that one, dude. That looks
the
just
yellow
like
one.
You ever see? There's a disease that babies get where they're like they're
jaundice.
No.
I know what you're talking about,
it's
dude.
A crazy,
fucking.
Talk about it years ago on the show, dude. And their mouths are open. It's like,
they're called some fuck,
dude. What's it called? It's so fucked up. Look up rare like fucked up baby diseases.
Yes.
I was on that. I was on that episode. It bothered me,
dude. It's like it should.
Don't look at this
like that. Pull it up.
Well, what can I do? I had a fucking little squirt of frosting.
You did great.
Oh, the only way I can differentiate them on the shirt was by different colored jelly beans.
You did. You won your girl first prize. You did a good job.
I got a useless bike.
That's for the children's competition. You did a good job. Compared to those adults, you look like a retarded child.
No, guys, he did great. I'm telling you, dude, that shit was good.
Oh no. That's what your jelly bean looks like. That's what it looks like you made.
Now, just for the record. Weirdly enough, it's just coincidental that this baby is Asian.
See?
I mean, I get it.
Okay, I guess the one on Jay's has more hair. Go back to the picture.
Those babies are so unsettling.
That baby looks like it is in so much pain.
I love you wanted to stop watching a girl finger her asshole and instead this.
Hell yeah.
Bobby, that's not a t-shirt merch. Wah, wah, wah. But the grape jelly bean should be.
Hell yeah.
Now we lost the crowd half hour ago.
Whatever. Yeah, we never had this crowd.
No.
Did we not?
We
no,
never
it's a
had
bad
them.
Show.
I thought they were
no,
enjoying...
No, it's a good show. We
start,
were fucking
start
great. The crowd
finish.
Sucked dick.
I thought they were enjoying
this
me a
fucking
lot.
Fucking sucked dick tonight.
I was fueled by their laughter.
Listen to me. You failed. That girl rules. But you guys failed. You guys all fucking failed tonight.
Hey, Tit Monster, you have fun? All right. Well, then
Lewis, why don't you take a moment and tell everybody about the new shirts? Maybe they're a little slow on the draw.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
I thought the one who's supposed to be drunk.
No, we're all back together. It's all, listen, they could have been more energetic and excited, but it is what it is.
Damn, Tit Monster. I'm so sad that Christine died in that flight to Austin.
Tit Monster, what's going on? What do you do? You just tits? You just go other places and tits?
I mean, those are...
Sorry.
Are we not allowed to sexually harass our own audience?
I don't think.
Are you a random person, or do you listen to the show?
No, she comes here all the time.
Oh, yeah, so you fuck know, yeah.
Did you follow Lewis here from England?
Yeah.
Trying to fucking throw one in a fucking bum.
All right, let's wrap this one.
Yeah, this is a good show.
Let's wrap this one, boys.
Whoa.
I think she's a big Bonfire fan.
Okay, Jay.
I don't know if that's true.
Yes.
Oh, she is. I'm sorry.
Jay, would you like to milk?
Milk her? What the fuck?
Jason.
You just saved me for the awkward thing I did. Would you like to milk her? No.
You don't like milkies?
Yes.
You don't like milkies?
Sure.
Well, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up.
You know what it is? I think the problem is being outside again, there's an adjustment. We have to get used to it. I think
is there some type of rock concert going on? Jesus is a cunt. Yo, you guys, you would like this fucking podcast.
Cradle of Filth, right?
Is that the name of the band?
Cradle of Filth. Hell yeah, dude. I remember that shirt.
Was it Cradle of Filth?
Oh, yeah.
Around the corner?
Cradle of Filth.
Dude, no, Mexicans shit. Love Cradle of Filth.
Dude, one of my favorite stories. I saw them. Dude, I saw Cradle of Filth at 4 p.m. close out the small stage at Ozfest, and there is nothing funnier than daytime evil, dude. Just trying to be dark and sinister, and there's fucking, like, you hear birds chirping between songs. Yeah. Not even a sunset, dude. I mean a hot day. Everyone's in fucking shorts and with sunglasses. It's really, they are...
Are you playing Cradle of Filth?
Dude, that's sick. Mexicans like hardcore music.
Yeah, dude. Well, this is just, like, this is just, I think, Norwegian nonsense.
That's racist shit.
Norwegian nonsense.
Mariachi rules.
I don't understand a word they're saying.
That's a good point.
But they're cool looking.
Mariachi rules, especially on the backdrop of, like, cartels killing people.
Oh, I know.
You ever hear, like, cartels fight songs?
What?
Like, they all have songs.
Really?
Each cartel has a song, and then there's, like, videos of them. Like,
you are dead, muchacho.
No, but it's like... It's for real. They're like, we are the Tigers from Chihuahua. It is fucking... Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And it's just, like, naked bodies being hung from an overpass.
We are the Titans. Mighty Titans.
Man, this hardcore band Ribs is better than Horns, isn't it?
What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Yes, Denny's.
What the fuck is up, Denny's? Shane Gillis, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. Always a fucking blast to have you here. Check out Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Of course, the Gillian Keith sketches on YouTube. Fucking hilarious. For the Legion of Skanks, we'll catch you guys later this week. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I'll punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.